Do you think about making dynasty trades even while watching football games?
Are you thinking of player values when you should be thinking of family values? Then you may have a trading problem.
Don't worry, you're not alone. I am Dynasty Outhouse and I have a trading problem.
And I'm Brian Haar and I also have a trading problem.
Join us for the Trade Addicts podcast where you can be with like-minded people and talk about everything in the NFL in the context of dynasty trade values.
News and notes, make amends, keep trade buys, all these things we will cover every week.
And don't forget Trade Addicts trades.
So when you're done listening to this fine DLF family podcast, please tune in to the Trade Addicts podcast.
Thank you and enjoy your podcast.
Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I am your host, Russ Fisher. This is, I think we still count episodes for some reason of this show. So this is episode 55. I think it's just because DLF told us to. Speaking of Dynasty Game Night, member of the DLF family of podcasts. Thank you, bosses. Yay. Hey. Today, we have some contestants for our show. Let's name them. John Bosch, say hi.
How's it going, Russ?
Memphis, say hi.
What's happening, guys?
Chris Allen, say hi.
Evening, fellas.
None of us get points for saying hi.
But it makes me feel good. It's like, because you're all talking to me instead of just like shouting answers or doing something. So like for a second, you guys actually care that it's me talking and not just some random person hosting a game. Okay, so we're going to, you know, nobody cares who you are right now. They'll figure it out later. Plus, on your goodbyes, you'll tell everybody what you do. Everybody knows who you are. That's why you're here. Let's face it. You know, it's not that you're good at games or anything. Me and John are just have no draw, so we bring on, you know, famous guests. Man, I thought someone would have something to say, but nothing. All right,
I got
cool.
The last time I was on here, I think Adam won.
I think Adam did win.
Yeah.
It was a hip crowd. Oh, great. So, John, you brought on a loser. Good. All right.
I'm not bringing Adam back. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Memphis is new, so, you know.
Got
to try and stack the odds in my favor if I can.
Right.
All right, but before we jump into the games for the night, we're going to talk about safe leagues. Do you like playing fantasy football? Yeah. Do you like owning fantasy football teams? I know you do. Where are you going to go to find some awesome open fantasy football teams? You're going to go to safeleagues.com. What are you going to do when you get there? You're going to find some awesome orphan teams. You're going to find some awesome new leagues to join. When you do, promo code DGN for Dynasty Game Night if you haven't figured that out. What are you going to get when you do that? I don't know, but it's going to be something, and it's going to be awesome, I'm sure. And full disclosure, you're going to do something too. Again, what that is, I don't know. But, you know, a little something for you, a little something for us. Everybody wins, and this is a game show. We want people to win. Maybe not everybody. John won enough. He doesn't have to win tonight. You know, maybe I'll rig it. I'm not sure yet.
We can't let that happen.
So, safeleagues.com. Go get yourself some fantasy football leagues, teams, goodness. The end. So we have games. What games do we have, you are asking? I heard you ask. We have three games, as always. We have a name game, which I don't know if there will ever be a game I host where we don't have the name game. We have a combo game, Apex Predator BS. Yeah. A little bit of a mind mess right there. We'll explain it whenever someone picks it because John's trying to figure it out. They don't know what it is. Everyone's going to go and having fun. And the third game, call back to last episode, is the AJ Green game. Again, we'll explain that when someone picks it. Since we don't want John to win, let's let him win at something. John, which game do you want to pick first?
Oh, let's get to the AJ Green game. Let's start off with that.
I thought he would have picked the name game first.
I will save that for the end.
All right.
Let's explain what happened with AJ Green here.
Last show, episode 54, if you're counting, because for some reason we count these numbers. I did a trade game, and John, I believe it was, went to use AJ Green in a trade to accumulate trade value. AJ Green's value was so abysmal that John just completely lost that round. DLF's trade analyzer uses rather large numbers. So let's just, here you go. I scroll down real quick. Cooper Kupp is worth 370 points. Now, if Cooper Kupp is worth 370 points, how much do you think AJ Green would be worth?
How many AJ Greens equal one Cooper Kupp?
Exactly. What was insane was AJ Green was worth 76 points. Wow. Like, go back and listen. See how crazy we went about that. And then imagine how much I had to edit out so I could actually fit the file onto the site to get uploaded.
Then somebody do the math and let me know where I would have finished if the number was right.
Since this month, he had a good month, apparently. I don't know what he did, but his average has gone up. But for this game, we are sticking with what is now forever going to be AJ Green's trade value of 76. The way this AJ Green game is going to work. Actually, there's two parts to this one. First, we are going to do a 101 game. We are going to take the current 101's value in one QB, and we are going to match that against prior 101's. And we are going to guess how many AJ Greens apart they are right now. So
like this year's 101 versus Josh Jacobs, how far apart are they?
See, yes. Okay. But there's more fun than that. Here's the way it's going to go. Since it's February, we don't know who this year's real 101 is. So what we are going to do, two-part question. First, you're going to give me a guess as to who the 101 was in February of last year. You get 1 point if you guess that. And then if you can guess the amount of AJ Greens away they are now from the 101 value right now, 2 points. So you can get a total of 3 points for every question. Everybody got it?
Yep.
Got it.
Are we doing like decimals or fractions or what are we doing here?
0.25s.
Quarters. Okay.
Smart guy, yes.
I'm just wondering, because if we all say the same whole number, it might get a little boring.
And you can say the same numbers, just to put it out there. If, you know, you guys want to, I guess, gave John a way to cheat again, because he's a cheater. Yes.
No Price is Right rules. Like, if John says 10 AJ Greens, I can't undercut him and say $1 or 1 AJ Green.
You sure can.
Okay, that is, you can do whatever.
That's exactly what
happy,
Russ
man.
Was referring to when he said cheating. He meant to say strategery.
Gotcha.
No, I meant what I said. I said it right. I scripted all of that. It's written down. I read it straight from my script.
All right, let's roll.
Words.
Let's do it.
Taking away my panache. Okay, so let's just go back 1 year. What year was last year? 2019 rookies. Who in February was the 101? Since John, you picked this game, you go first.
I think it was N'Keal Harry, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Oh,
Chris,
okay.
Who do you think?
I'm going to submit N'Keal Harry.
Yeah, I would have said, I would have said N'Keal Harry too.
Memphis, who do you got?
I'm actually going to go Josh Jacobs. I think February was right around the time that he announced that I guess he would have had to announce a little bit before, but yeah. I think the running back fever had just started to kick in. So I'm going to be different and go Jacobs.
Now, if I were to tell you you were all wrong, does anybody have a better guess?
Who was the other receiver? God, that's terrible.
Such a wonderful class.
Was it it wasn't AJ Brown, was it?
He was Miles Sanders? Couldn't have been.
DK Metcalf.
Really?
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was pre-freakout.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay, so how many AJ Greens? Now, remember, AJ Green is worth 76 points. How many AJ Greens away is DK from the current 101?
Can I go first?
Same order. John goes first.
All right, John first.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say 3.25.
That is real specific.
3.25 away.
Christopher.
So how many AJ Greens to get from DK to the 101?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm gonna go under that. I'll say two.
All right, Memphis. How many AJ Greens to get from DK Metcalf to the 101?
Just to double check, that's DK's value today or last year?
Correct.
Okay, today. DK. Okay. I'm actually gonna go.
Today? The yeah, Warriors thing against DK's value last year. I do not understand this game.
Well, I was paying attention. I'm going to go with DK. I'm going to go with 3.5
Yeah, AJ Greens. You just won that round, Memphis. Easily.
What if I told you he did not win this round?
What? DK Metcalf.
Chris wins.
Wow.
I guess it doesn't matter if I give you the value of the 101, does it? Because I didn't really think this part through.
You mean the value of DK Metcalf today?
Correct.
So what is the value of DK today?
DK Metcalf is worth 424 points.
He's worth AJ Green more than Cooper Kupp, basically.
Yeah.
Kupp was worth 50-ish. Yeah. Give me AJ Green and Cooper Kupp. Thanks.
So, DK Metcalf is 2.25 AJ Greens away from the 101.
Wow. Can I get that? Wait, away from this year's 101.
Correct.
So this year's 101.
Okay. I now understand the game. All right. Yeah. I thought we were measuring how far away he was from AJ Green. I totally messed that up. Wow.
You still weren't that far off. So, I mean, close enough, but man. It helps if you listen when the host talks. Just going to put it out there.
Hard pass on that. Good job, Memphis.
All right. Back one more year. Who was the 101 in February for 2018? Chris, you go first since you won.
Saquon.
Memphis.
It was Saquon.
I think we'll be unanimous here.
There can't be.
Yeah, everybody. That was pretty easy. Everybody's getting that 1 point.
Are you going to tell me carry on?
Hey, man, there was like a strong rush for him. It might have. No, it was absolutely Saquon. That was the easy one. Okay, but now here's the question. What is the difference between Saquon Barkley and this year's 101 in AJ Green's? Chris, what do you think?
I'll say 5.
All right, Memphis.
As much as I think we all value the 101, it's still Saquon Barkley. I am going to go with a 10 pack of AJ Greens.
I was thinking 10. So I'm just going to go. Are we playing closest without going over here or what?
Nah, just closest because.
All right. In that case, 7.5, Russ.
Well, guess what? Chris wins again. 4.75 AJ Greens away.
Nice job, Chris.
Saquon Barkley is worth 965. The 101 is worth 600. Yeah, Saquon Barkley isn't all that far away from 10 AJ Greens himself. So I think you guys just completely overthought that one.
I think Saquon Barkley is worth way more than 1.5 of the 101s.
Believe that.
So my math in my head has Saquon Barkley worth way more than 1.5 of the 101s.
Yeah.
But since the DLF trade analyzer is so awesome, it's just Saquon to multiple pieces, you get the package deduction for it. So it is going to be worth more than 1.5.
And if there's ever been a better advertisement for the DLF trade analyzer, it is this. Because we've played a little dynasty in our day. We've made some trades, and this might help steer you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Let it never be said I'm not a company man. All right. We have one more year back. Memphis, who was the 2017 101 in February DLF ADP?
I am going to go Corey Davis.
I almost called you Jonathan. How weird would that be? John.
I'd be incorrect.
I know your name is not Jonathan. That's why it would have been weird.
Yeah. Man.
We all know it's Jonifer.
Obviously.
John Ross, final answer.
I prefer Jonathy. I think I'm going to go Corey Davis also. Chris? Trying to think if there might have been. Nah, I think at that point everybody was wide receiver happy still.
Yeah, I was thinking either him or Fournette, maybe. That'd be the only other one. That's the only other one. I'll be contrary and I'll say Fournette.
All right. Well, again, you're all wrong, so nobody gets that point.
What? Who had it?
Anybody want to take another guess?
Man, it's either Dalvin. I don't think Christian McCaffrey would have been the 101, but that was the really good draft class.
Oh, we hadn't had the combine yet, so it probably was Dalvin because he hadn't dropped yet. Because the combine's what knocked him down. Damn it.
Yeah, it was another three cone victim.
Yeah.
Hey, I think we might be learning something about that three cone drill.
Yeah.
Knocked down DK and it knocked down Dalvin.
Yeah.
If I hadn't shaved my beard off, I'd be stroking it right now in a very deep thought kind of way.
If you're going to be at the combine in Indy and your agent says, go ahead and run that three cone, fire him.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You just do the 40 like John Ross and then you get out. That's it.
Yeah, maybe the vert. Try and get show some of that burst.
There you go. And then just leave.
Okay, so Memphis, starting with you, how many AJ Greens away is Dalvin Cook from 2021-01?
1.75 AJ Greens.
How smart would it have been if I just started using 2020-101 and 2017's-101 from the beginning? See, hosting this, it's a learning experience. That's what this is. I'm becoming better by screwing up with you guys.
Confusing me.
All right, John, how many AJ Greens away from Dalvin Cook to the 101?
I don't think it's that many.
Yeah, I think Memphis got it.
What did Memphis say, 2 or something?
3. 1.75.
He said 1.75?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 1.5, which I don't like doing, but with somebody after me here, but I'm going to go 1.5.
So then I guess I don't think it's that low. I guess I'll go over and I'll say 2.25.
Man, Chris is just better at this game than you guys. It is 3.75.
Mm-hmm. What, that much?
Wow. Dalvin Cook is worth 895.6.
Wow.
That means you're only getting AJ Green and a half more for Barkley than Dalvin.
Yeah,
no, it's pretty much exactly. Saquon's it's exactly an AJ Green. Pretty much.
Way more.
Oh yeah, yeah. All
there's
right.
One AJ Green between Saquon and Dalvin.
I'm gonna have to play around with this trade analyzer. This is fun.
Truthfully, even with the real value of AJ Green, you could probably get. Or you could probably like. I would still want Saquon over the real value AJ Green and Dalvin Cook. Like AJ Green, the real value is not enough to close the gap for me.
Yeah.
You know, his current value.
Yeah, right? I know.
Like not even close.
Stop poking holes in my game.
All right.
Okay, for these next two, there is going to be again two chances. Oh, never mind. I lied. We have one more. We are done with the 101 to the 101.
Okay.
I was curious about this one, so I threw it up here. Plus, I wanted to have a bigger number than we've had. Hint. What is the difference? How many AJ Greens does it take to get from the 2020-112 to the 2020-101?
And we're still just basic, right? So,
yeah. How many AJ Greens from the 112 to the 101? John, you go first.
I want to say 11, just for fun. Let's see here. 4.25.
Hey, Chris.
Go 3.25.
Memphis.
And what was John's guess again?
4.25.
I'm just going to go 4.50. I think it's worth at least more than that.
Chris wins.
Hey, Memphis's strategery got him this game. It is 5.25 AJ Greens from the 112 to the 101.
Yeah.
I was originally going to go 7, but then when John went, what I thought was a hair low, I thought I'll just quarter point him and Price is right him.
Definitely the right move.
See, I'm not going to say you cheated. I'm just saying you had good strategy.
Obviously.
Strategery.
Okay.
Congrats, Chris. You won that game, it sounds like.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Actually, technically, John, you're out, so you're not going to talk. Memphis has a chance to tie.
Okay.
Because all we're doing is guessing the amount of AJ Greens, so there's 2 points.
All right.
I found two trades.
Okay.
And yeah,
me go third here just to try.
Oh, yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. It's not like you're stealing points from other people. You might as well keep it in. All right, this first one. This is a super flex league. Daniel Jones for Amari Cooper. How many AJ Greens? I'll give you 1 point if you tell me who's worth more, and 2 points for how many AJ Greens.
More now on Superflex, you said?
Superflex, because there's the quarterback involved, yeah. Who? 1, 2, 3, 4. So, Chris, you go first. Who is worth more, Daniel Jones or Amari Cooper in a Superflex league?
Daniel Jones.
Memphis.
I am going to say Amari Cooper.
John.
I think it's Daniel Jones.
You think wrong. It is
Amari Cooper.
Oh, man. Yes.
Right?
Can I guess the rounds? I'm guessing Amari is going around the fourth round, and Daniel Jones is going around the sixth in a startup.
That's not the game. Russ does not have that pulled up right now.
Don't Misunderestimate me.
Hold on.
Amari's...
While you're looking it up, I'm getting a beverage.
Amari is 27 ADP.
Oh, Lord. That's high in the third round.
And who did we say? Daniel Jones.
I would guess he's...
is 47.75.
Early fifth. So I was correct in two rounds apart. It just had the rounds shifted.
I'm in the middle of two mocks, and Daniel Jones did not escape the fourth in either of them.
Okay.
I think Jones is rising just because of all... There's a hell of a lot of uncertainty at all. Like, so many quarterbacks are uncertain right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, it's like the old people are uncertain, you know? Breeze, Brady, Rivers. We don't know if any of them are going to play.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, oh, shit, I better just lock in one of these young guys. And I think that's boosting the young guys' value.
100% well, everybody likes all of his targets. Everybody likes Ingram, Shep, Slayton. I mean, I love that poll that you put out about Shep.
I know. I was just thinking about that. I'm going Shepherd's shopping tomorrow, baby.
If you're in a league that I'm in and I have him, you can have him.
I don't think that's the case. I don't know what his contract. I don't know who has him in the league that we share. All right, let's roll on.
Okay, so where were we? Memphis got the point for guessing that Amari Cooper was worth more. Now, Chris, how many AJ Greens apart are Daniel Jones and Amari Cooper?
How many AJ Greens? The value of Daniel Jones to Amari Cooper. All right, so if I had their values flipped and Amari Cooper's more, I'm just been way off on it. I'm gonna go with four.
Okay, Memphis. Four. How many AJ Greens?
Why did he have to guess so good? I'm gonna stick with the number I wrote down. I wrote down three, so I'm gonna stick with three. That's about 200 points. That's half a DK Metcalf. That feels right.
I love how we're measuring here. Strategery would say 2.75, but I was originally thinking about 1.5. Since my points don't matter anyways.
Well, Chris is going to win because he guessed 4, and it is 3.75 AJ Greens.
I knew that was a good guess. Good job, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, so congratulations, Chris. You win game one.
Right,
but so I got one more, and we're going to do it because it's fun.
I won at least a game.
So here we go. Super flex still. Yep. Jared Goff or AJ Green?
Heads head? Are you talking current AJ Green value?
Current AJ Green value.
Okay, so his real value, not his value a month ago when it was messed up.
Correct.
Okay.
This isn't for points or anything because Chris won. This is just for fun because I thought it was funny to put AJ Green in the AJ Green game.
I'll take Goff.
I feel like this is a trick question.
I feel like he looked up somebody that was going to be right on his value just to ask the question, but I'm still going to go Goff.
I'm still going to go Goff, but I feel like he's going to be like, nope, AJ Green is worth more.
I assume this is super flex, right?
This is super flex. It's not a trick question. Goff is absolutely worth more.
I'm going to say Goff is worth more by half at AJ Green. It would take 1.5 AJ Greens to acquire Jared Goff.
Yeah.
I think real value AJ Green is two old AJ Green values away from Jared Goff.
2.25. Ooh. Sorry.
Okay.
You're very close.
Finally got one.
AJ Green's current value is only 123.2. So it's
that's not that much better.
Two thirds in AJ Green higher than it used to be.
Yeah.
And
So Jared Goff. This is only going to be funny to like five people, but it's going to be really funny.
We are one of them, so it's fine. Jared Goff is worth 297.6. All right, so let's move on. Chris, you were the winner of the game, so why don't you choose between Apex Predator BS and the name game?
I know how to play the name game, although anytime that I've heard it, I always have to pause the show and think about it for a solid.
There are lots of gaps that we cut out because it would be super boring.
There will be natural pauses tonight.
Every one of the movies, like immediately after you said them, I was like, I know what that one is. I was even screaming Finding Nemo like in my car because I was like, that's Finding Nemo. I want to hear about this Apex Predator BS or whatever. Let's learn it now. Let's
The way Apex Predator usually runs is you go in a circle. And you name the top of, like, usually it's top scoring wide receivers, or it's, you know, from week 1 to 17. The BS games is usually we go in a circle. You say, I could name 5 of the top scoring wide receivers from last year. Someone says, oh, well, I can get 6. BS, I don't think you can. Name 6. All right? I combine the two of them. We are going to play BS about top scorers from last year. So here's how it's going to go. We have the 4 positions that matter. Well, 3 of them matter. Quarterback, kicker, defense, running back, wide receiver, and tight end.
Punt returner.
Hold on, let me real quick. Let me get those kick returner stats.
Thank you. Thank you. Special things matters too.
Okay, so first game, we are going to do... Let's get tight ends out of the way because tight ends are boring. Actually, Chris won, so we're going to start with you.
Okay.
How many of the top, let's say, 12 tight ends, full year scoring, not per game, full season, how many of the top 12 tight ends from last year, tight end premium, can you name? Oh, hold on.
Russ, I have to ask, would the top 12 be different if it wasn't tight end premium scoring?
I know you, and I did not check.
It would not be different.
It would be different.
Yes, it might for like one person.
No, it totally wouldn't.
How could it be different?
Because if
they're on the same scale. No,
yeah, you're just multiplying it all by
one guy catches more touchdowns, the other guy just catches more receptions. I said it might count for one guy. I don't know who that guy is, but there's one guy somewhere that only caught touchdowns and he would drop.
All right.
Leave me alone. And yes, right. The point of tight end premium is not to separate within the tight ends. It's to get them closer to the rest of the league scoring so they're not complete trash.
Look at what you've done, John. You have
something. I know. We won't. This is a discussion we have many times. Yes. All right, we won't go into tight end premium and how much of a trap it is.
It's I'm leaving my screaming in. But before, I always forget to explain scoring first. If, let's just say, Chris says, I could name 5. Memphis, you call BS. Chris names his 5. He gets, 2 points. 3 points. He gets 3 points.
3 whole points. All right.
If Chris says he can name 5 tight ends, Memphis, you say BS, and Chris messes up, Memphis, you get 1 point.
Okay.
So we have changed the scoring a little bit to actually try and make people win as opposed to making other people lose.
Okay. All right.
So we keep going in a circle. So if Chris says 2, Memphis, you could say 3, John could say 4, until finally someone's like, all right, no, BS, man. You have to name it. Okay?
Yeah. All right. All right.
If not, we'll, like last game, John will figure it out as we go. So Chris, how many of the top 12 2019 tight ends can you name?
I'll say 5. I'll start there.
Wow, Memphis, can you name more than 5, or do you call BS?
I can name 6.
6. John, can you name more than 6, or do you call BS?
I am still writing down.
I was about to say, I am still looking up last year's stats.
Yeah, obviously. Man. I think I can do 7. Let's see. Do I want to jump it up a little bit higher and get a little risky?
Oh, by the way, I know John knows this, but the other two, once you name one person that's wrong, you lose and the other guy gets the points.
Yeah. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And since John is actually matching, I guess it, you know, you guys can't get screwed by that.
Let's see. I'm going to go to 8. I think I can do 8.
And I'm making as I always do, I'm making up scoring as I go along. If you can name all of them, you're going to get 5 points.
I love that rule. That's
if
fantastic.
You go to 12, you get 5 points.
I think if you go to 12 and you don't get them, though, everybody else gets at least 1 point.
Right. These are they have to be on the list.
Nobody can call BS on 12.
Right. But you don't have to name them in order, right? You just have to name them
on the list. Just names.
Okay. All right. And you're saying 8.
Can you do 9, 10, 11, or go for the home run of 12?
Oh, I think I could have done 9. Oh!
Too late.
Oh, I think I could have done 9.
I think I can do 9.
I don't think we've ever gone around this much before, Memphis. No. Can you do 10, 11, or 12?
I can do 9.
I got to call BS.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Chris Allen.
Damn it.
You've been BS'd.
All right.
I'm going to see if it's the same 9 I have written down.
Let's see if we can do this. Okay, let's start off easy. We'll start off with Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. Number 1.
Another easy one, Andrews.
Number 5.
Hooper.
Number six.
Let's go Ertz and number Goddard. 10.
That's a good one.
Number 10.
Okay. So let's see. We'll go Waller.
Number three.
So let's see. I need what, three more? Three more?
Wait, you
he said nine. He's got to get three more.
Yeah, I gotta get three more. So let's see. Who else would be in there? Kittle.
Yep.
I mean, that's easy.
Number
enough.
Four.
So let's see. We need two more.
James O'Shaughnessy.
Right.
Man, if he didn't get IR'd, he'd be up there.
I was gonna jokingly, jokingly say Nick O'Leary, but that's I know that's not true. Let's see, two more. This is gonna be a guess. He might not have made it. This one might screw me. Hunter Henry make it?
Number 11.
Oh, ooh. I didn't have him written down. Good guess.
Ooh. All right, so we need one. We need one more. Damn, now I'm drawing a blank. Let's think. No, he wouldn't have made it. Man, I might be screwed. I don't know who else would have made the list.
Can we steal?
No, you just get a point if he doesn't get it. I don't even get anything out of this one.
All right, I'm happy I made it. Damn. Need one more.
Gronkowski's always been a beast.
Right? Between him really and good right? I mean, either him or Antonio Gates for sure.
He did talk
Does
about
Anthony Gonzalez time. Get commentator points?
Right.
Call that clock here.
All right. Put me on the clock. Give me like 30 seconds. Maybe the pressure. No,
whatever, mister. I'm going to be 20 minutes late because I'm watching basketball
with my daughter.
Whatever. I put my kids to bed like a responsible parent before we're podcasting.
My kids are off school tomorrow. I'm betting they're all still awake upstairs.
No, and there's no. Also a sizable age difference, I believe.
No, 12, 10, and 9.
4 and 6.
Oh, yeah. 4 and 6 was nice, man. They went to bed at like 7:30. Good night, guys.
I wish. My kids are a-holes. I can't get them in bed before 8 o'clock.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
Higby?
Damn it!
Yeah, number 8. Chris wins, 3 points.
All right, let's finish out the category at least.
Was Gesicki 12?
Gesicki was 13.
Maybe
if it wasn't tight end premium, he would have gotten it.
Jared Cook written down too.
Yep, Jared Cook was number 7.
Yeah.
And he guessed at 9 and 12. They're old people.
Oh, old people. Well,
Greg Olsen creep in the back door?
Greg Olsen was number 12.
I was kind of thinking Rudolph caught some touchdowns, and he might have been the one you were alluding to.
Witten.
Witten was number 9.
Rudolph that's 15. So gross.
Yeah. I know he had like over 100 targets or something like that.
Yep.
Yikes.
All right. So Chris takes the tight ends. Since you win, why don't you pick between quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers?
Wide receivers. That's my favorite position.
Okay. Wide receivers. Let's push the envelope a little bit. How many? Well, who started with that? John, right? So mm-hmm. Chris, how many of the top, let's say 15 wide receivers can you name?
See, this is harder because there are so many. But I'll start off just a little bit higher than my last one. I'll say 6. We'll go from there.
Memphis, I know we'll go around. Can you name more than 6 wide receivers, top wide receivers from last year?
I can name 8.
Oh.
What are we doing? Top 15, you said?
Top 15 wide receivers, PPR.
And Memphis is at 8?
Is that 8?
Top 15. I think I'll take a shot at 9. I have to take a shot, right?
Bullshit.
Ooh, all right, man, here fast. We go.
All right, give me a second. I only wrote down like 6 before I even said the number, so let me give me a second to think here. I was throwing it out. All righty, let's see.
You know, it would be fun scoring if the amount of points you get for guessing right is the amount you actually named.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
We might have to do that next time.
How many do I have to get through? I said 9.
9.
Yeah.
I do like that scoring. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that next time.
Because that entices you to go up a little bit faster. Right. All right, so we're looking at 9 of the top 15.
And then whoever calls BS would get as many points until they got one wrong.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Oh, okay.
See, all right. I always make a better scoring as I go along.
This is good. I like this. Yeah. On the fly, I like it.
All right, so 9 wide receivers of the top 15, John.
All right, I'll probably get the first one wrong here. No, Godwin.
Number 2.
Adams.
Number... Yeah.
Hopefully in the top 15.
I don't know.
Devontae Adams was wide receiver 26.
What?
He missed 4 games. He missed four games.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, Tyreek right. probably just outside as well.
All right, well, good for me. Well done, Chris. See, I don't care about the past. That's the problem with me. Damn it. I have him, like, I just wrote him down, too, as I said it. See, that's I have so many written down. Jesus yeah. Christ.
I mean, why wouldn't you just start with Michael Thomas?
Yeah, I know. I have him, DJ Chark, Michael Thomas, Nuke, DVP, Amari.
DJ Chark Evan. Was number 16.
Did Evans make it?
Chark was 16.
Yeah, Evans was still top 5 or 6, even with the missed game.
AJB. Like, I have so many other names written down that are better than Devontae Adams last
AJ
year.
Brown was 23.
The one that not I was worried about. Written, yeah.
What?
You lost this regardless.
Oh, yeah.
Was Robert Woods. Was Robert
but
Woods
I limited Chris to 1 point.
19.
So.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, see, I would have lost on Robert Woods, too. I would have named him.
I had him right there in that mix. I had Cooper Kupp, Michael Thomas, Hopkins, Julio Jones, Evans and Godwin, Parker, Amari Cooper. And that was where my list of 8 had started to slow down.
DJ Chark didn't get there. That's I thought he was for sure in that top 15.
All right, so let's just read it from the top. Michael Thomas, Chris Godwin, DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, Julian Edelman.
Oh, did not have him written down.
Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, Keenan Allen, Kenny Galladay, Amari Cooper, Mike Evans, DJ Moore, Devontae Parker. Now, these two you guys never would have gotten, I'm sure. Jarvis Landry and John Brown.
I have Landry written down.
Landry, yeah.
I do not have John Brown written down. I have Landry written down because, obviously, as a hater of him, I was reminded often ever when he scored, so.
If you have John Brown, you forgot the A in front of it, and you just knew A.J. Brown.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
John, and you're locked.
All right, let's move on. This is a bad night. Let's get the name game. Can we just give this game to Chris?
I mean, we might. If one of you two don't win, Chris might just win the night already.
Let's roll.
Let's do it.
All right.
We're going to have another Chris. 158 megabyte file here, Russ.
Right.
Chris. Do you want to do quarterbacks or running backs?
Let's do quarterbacks. That might be a little bit easier.
Memphis, you go first. Memphis, how many of the top 12 quarterbacks from last year can you name?
I could do 6.
Bosch?
If I go 7 and Chris calls BS and I don't get it, Chris wins.
Don't pull this crap. Don't try and let him win.
I'll go 7.
Okay.
I'll go 7.
I think for quarterbacks, so we're doing just top 12, right?
Just top 12.
I could do 8.
Okay.
Memphis. I feel like I could do 8.
Man, as I sit here and think, I can do 9.
Bosh, are you going to go for the try and win and call for 10, 11, or 12?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Give me, I'm still writing here. So what's he at? I have to get 10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that feels like we all know I will not get that.
And I'm, as usual, faced with the sudden realization that we can end in a tie. So,
oh no,
don't do this to me.
What's Memphis at? 1, 2, 3, 9.
I said the niner.
9. I'll go 10. What the hell? I've got 10 names written down. I think I've got 11 names written down.
Oh man,
I bet he got to the top 12. I'm not saying him first, though.
You're going to do 10?
Yeah, I'll say 10. Right. Why not?
Chris, are you going to go higher? Go for the win? Call BS.
Is there a pass option?
No.
I don't think that's how it works.
I want back in.
I mean, if Memphis wants to one-up him, I feel like I should, I mean, just for the spectacle of it. Shoot. Because I don't think I could do 11. I guess my only recourse, I have to call BS. I'll call BS.
All right, ready? All right, so we'll go Lamar, Mahomes, Watson, Russ, Jameis. What do I have to get to, 10?
Yeah.
Dak.
Mm-hmm.
So where it gets a little bit thinner.
Big Ben.
So close. Maybe Duck Hodges, maybe his replacement.
Yeah, he might have made it.
Josh Allen?
No.
Josh Allen.
All right.
Three more?
There's probably obvious ones that I haven't said, but let's go Tannehill. Did he get there?
Did not. You named the top seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right.
I don't even have Tannehill on the list of top 20.
What?
That list is broken.
Yeah, didn't he score a decent amount of points last year?
He was like QB4 better like 6 weeks straight or something.
I mean,
like
I know it took him a while.
Yeah, but on the season, he was quarterback 23 because he didn't start until week seven.
Yeah,
but I mean, so many other quarterbacks were hurt. I figured maybe even I knew it was borderline.
I thought he at least made the teams.
I had Breeze, Matt Ryan, and Fitzpatrick written down too. Were any of those three in there?
Number 8 is Kyler. Number 9, Matt Ryan. Number 10, Carson Wentz. Number 11, Aaron Rodgers. Number 12, Tom Brady.
Brady was the one that I had that I didn't think anybody else would.
I was never getting there. Oh, well.
All right. Well, Chris wins the game for the night. You guys want to do running backs just for fun, or you want to move on to the name game?
Oh, you got to do it.
John is shaking his head. No, he has prior engagements.
Let's move on and blast through a fun name game for imaginary points.
Fine. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Chris won the night. We should be celebrating. I did. He won 2 out of 3 games. Congratulations, Chris Allen, FFWX.
Yeah.
Let's get some imaginary points because
I'm texting Adam right now.
Let's roll.
John has better things to do.
They're ready to go. Let's go.
Okay. So the next game we have is the name game. And the way that works, there is a theme for each name game. What we do is we give you a clue. And we give you a division and position of an NFL player. You have to meld those two together to get one-ish word or phrase. And I could never explain this well. You'll figure it out as you go along if you don't understand it. But what you got to know is if the theme comes first in the clue, it comes first in the answer. If the player comes first in the clue, it comes first in the answer. Ready to roll? Oh, just shout your name to buzz in. If you get it with no hints, 3 points, 1 hint, 2 points, 2 hints, 1 point. Today's theme, funny riddles for a 6-year-old.
Oh, yeah. God.
My son got this book for his birthday, and I was all over it.
All righty.
Now, I tested these with a couple of people. They got all of them. At least they got the riddle out of all of them.
All right.
So they're not horribly stupid. First clue, what holds water but is full of holes? And NFC West tight end. Now, annoyingly, there are two answers for this, but I'm looking for one.
Holds water, but it's full of holes. Crickets. I got nothing.
All right. If you want a hint, you could ask for one when at least one or two of you agree, and then tell me what you want the hint for.
Riddle hint for me, whenever. Yep.
You use it to clean dishes.
John? Okay. John?
Go ahead.
Sponge George Kittle?
That's not the one I originally wrote down, but when I was testing it out, they gave that to me.
Okay.
So I'll accept it, but what I wrote down was...
Sponge Jacob Hollister?
Sponge Gerald Everett.
Okay.
Okay, because the GE. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm still going to keep track because it makes me feel good about it. John gets 2 points. Next, what falls in the winter but never gets hurt? And NFC South tight end.
John.
Go.
Snow J. Howard.
Yeah, it is. 3 points. Next one. What do you call a fake noodle and NFC East wide receiver?
Fake noodle.
Still can't get past this thing.
Now, if you haven't noticed, these are all ridiculously bad puns. So...
Fake noodle.
I'm ready for the riddle clue whenever.
Yeah.
All right. It is a combination of what you call someone pretending to be someone else and another word for noodle.
Someone pretending to be someone else?
Oh, okay. Hold on. John? Impasta Mari Cooper?
Impasta Mari Cooper.
Oh, my God, Russ. That's awful.
Yeah, when you said really bad pun, I was just like, there's no way it's that. All right.
These are that bad.
I'm embarrassed I got that, people.
This makes me so happy.
Keep going. Let's roll.
Okay, the next clue. AFC West wide receiver, and what do you call a funny mountain?
I'm ready for the riddle clue whenever. Huh? I find the second riddle clues to be a little more helpful. Anyone else?
What's the clue? Yeah, I'll take that clue.
It is, again, a combination of a word for a small mountain and someone that is very funny.
John Tyreek Hilarious.
Tyreek Hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are killing me.
This is amazing. Okay, ready? Next. What dinosaur has the best vocabulary and NFC West quarterback?
What was the conference?
NFC West.
John. Oh. Speakasaur Russ Wilson.
Not Speakasaurus.
I don't know. A dinosaur that sounds like vocabulary.
Is it like an actual dinosaur? Oh, this is just a joke, right?
This is a joke. What is
definitely not a real dinosaur. It's some. What is a book that sounds like it would be a dinosaur
that would give you a good vocabulary that sounds like a dinosaur?
Dictionarius. Huh. Oh, John. Again,
no, you shut up now.
When I get to come in.
Thesaurus Russell Wilson.
Yes, good job.
Thesaurus Russell Wilson. Yeah.
Good job.
Memphis gets 2 points.
That's why I'm glad we took wait till the end of this. I always get smoked at the name, Dave.
I was sitting here begging for a Disney movie.
I loved those. Okay, two more. NFC South wide receiver, and what do you call an alligator in a vest?
Alligator in a vest. I'm ready for the riddle clue whenever.
Oh, come on, try.
Dude, I don't get these. They're all just the puns that are.
I'm terrible with puns.
Alligator in a vest. I have no idea.
Fine.
What
if you want the clue for the riddle answer, it is a combination of words you literally just said.
Of alligator in a vest?
Mm-hmm. Another word for detective.
Yeah, I had gotten the investigator. Trying to think who the. It's got to be some Tory. Who's the NFC South?
Wrong way. Player first.
Oh.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Ginvestigator.
That works.
Oh, God damn it. There's so much more totally obvious. Works.
Chris Godwin.
Yes. Chris Godwin Investigator.
Good job. Ted Ginn wins.
Yeah, good enough. 8 points. Last one. This one made me legitimately laugh out loud when I thought of it. NFC South tight end. And what is a cat's favorite color?
So the joke books that like my kids read to me when we're driving around to and from.
So you should know these.
Oh, so bad. Like we have a whole Halloween one that by the end of the Halloween season, I had them all memorized from driving to and from swim practices. They would read the same ones over and over. So bad. Cat's favorite color.
Which the joke first or the player first?
Player first.
Player first. Okay.
NFC South tight end. You guys just kill my fun. I want you to know that.
I don't know why. I don't know why, but John, I don't know why. If it's purple, then I'm good. So Austin Hoop Purple.
Yeah, Austin Hoop Purple.
Oh, purple. Now I get the pun. Gotcha.
Oh, you're the worst. You guys are the worst. Well, that's the end of the name game, everybody. Chris won, but I don't even care anymore.
I mean that is gonna stick in my mind for at least a week.
This is the satisfaction I love getting from the name games, by the way. So
the name game has taken on a different tone since Russ has joined us.
Right. I'm gonna DM you at like 2 a.m. and just say purple. And that's
Austin
all it's gonna
purple.
You will get many happy cat gifs in return. Okay, well, Chris Allen is our winner, so why don't you get to say goodbye first? Let people know where they could find you, what you do, all 18 things you do, how excited I am that you guys are doing Dynasty Owner's Manual again, and excited about the new Devi Owner's Manual, but I'm stealing your spotlight, so go ahead.
So you can find me on Twitter at Chris Allen FFWX. Doing a lot of things, and I thought we were taking a break because it's the non-point scoring season, but that's definitely not the case. So let's see, we've got Dynasty Owner's Manual podcast. We just dropped a show from last night where we did a crossover episode with the Devi Owner's Manual folks, so the good man, Dwight Peebles and Mr. Pete Lawrence, those guys running the Devi Owner's Manual, and plus me and Adam Wilde, we did that. So we've got Dynasty Owners Manual podcast. Also doing the DLF mailbag. So check us out. We're doing that once a week on like either Wednesday or Thursday night. We just did an episode tonight, so that should be up on our YouTube channel. Go check that out. I think it's like just look for Dynasty League Football and you'll find us there. I've been named like the, I don't know, like it's a stupid title, but either way, I'm the director of Best Ball at 444. So we have, we're putting out a bunch of FFPC and fan ball content. So we've linked up with them. And so I'll be doing a lot of analysis on best ball drafts like coming up during this offseason. I'm also be contributing to their dynasty content that they've been doing. So I'll be teaming up with Mr. George Kritikos, Nick Whalen, myself, Andrew Fleischer. Like we're going to be all four of us will be kind of tag teaming and doing some dynasty content there. So a lot of offseason work. But yeah, you can find me everywhere, I guess.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Rock and roll Memphis. Do the same.
I am one of the two hosts of the Dynasty Warzone. You can find me on Twitter at DFF Memphis, and we are now an independently owned podcast. We used to be part of a Dynasty Football Network. Now my co-host Jerry Sinclair and I, we are the sole proprietors, if you will, of the Dynasty Warzone. We typically launch a show every Wednesday. We've been about 85 Wednesdays in a row. And right now we're launching a bunch of bonus shows. We're doing two this week. We are doing our 2020 All Sweethearts team in favor of the Valentine's Day holiday. And we are doing the All Breakups team. Now, these are with some very special guests. We've had the Aussie guys on, as well as J. Mike Check and Kyle from the Fantasy Football Fellas. So we're calling this hashtag guest season. We've had a lot of great guys on, and we need to try to get you fellas on too. But you can check us out every Wednesday, the Dynasty War Zone, wherever you find podcasts.
Awesome. And not that anybody cares. John, why don't you tell people whatever you are?
You'll be able to find me guesting on the Dynasty War Zone at some point in the future, it sounds like. you can just follow me on Twitter, at John Bosch FF. Or I'm sorry. Oh, wrong. Nope. At Empire FFL for this show, right? Man. Oh, I messed up the joke, Russ. Oh, damn it. You can find all where I do stuff there. That's
yeah. And I am your host at Russ Fisher FF because let's go at FF Army, whatever we are calling ourselves these days. Thanks, DLF. Night, everybody. Woo.